As we're up to Yudalad Amid Beis, Kakelim Shenitmu V'Mashkin. The next of the Yud Ches Dvarim was Kalim, all different kinds of utensils that became Tamei through Mashkin. Now, normally, except for, well, you see the exception, Mashkin are either a Rishon Latuma, and the keli is only mekabel tuma from an avat tuma. So normally a mashke could not be matami a kli. So Kriyas Mor says kelim didn't move a mashkim demai. What mashkim would they go around? What kind of tuma did the mashkim have that they were matami the kelim? Ilem of a mashkim dissolve. If it's talking about mashkim of a zov, meaning the liquids that come out of a zov, right, spit. And is urine, these kind of liquids that emanate from the Zov itself, Yoraisanin, those are from the Torah. Because the Mayonos Hazov, that's what it's called, the liquids that emanate from a Zov directly, right, some liquids, not all liquids, blood of a Zov doesn't have a stin. We'll see in 1 second what the criteria is. But certain liquids that come from the Zov, like his spit, are just like him. So an Azov is an Avatuma. If he spits on a kli, the kli becomes Rishon Latuma, Minatora. Yechsiv, the kiyoruk hazov b'tohar. If the zov spits on a, what's it called, on a tohar, so the tohar becomes tummy. And the Gemara brings down something that here is not really relevant to what we're talking about, but we learn from this pasuk, kiyoruk hazov b'tohar, not al tohar, mashabiyad tohar kimesi lecha, that a what the Zov, what the Mayonos HaZov are Matami B'Masa to. Masa means that you didn't touch the Tuma, you carried it. Right? You had it in a container, and you carried it. You didn't touch it. Still your tummy. So we learn from here also that not only are the Mayonos HaZov, the liquids that emanate from a Zov, Matami B'Maga, they're also Matami B'Masa. Right, so that can't be. You can't be talking about those liquids. You don't need Yud Ches Dover to be Metame Kalim that were Tame because of Mayonos Hazov. El B'mashkim Aboyim Mach Mesheretz. What's it called? Liquids that became Tame through a Sheretz. Sheretz is an Avatuma, and the liquid now is a Rishon Latuma. And a Rishon Latuma is not normally Metame Kalim. Right, they were gozer, what's it called, Yud Ches Dover, that those kalim also become tummy. Ugzeira mishum mashkim dezov. And the reason is because they were afraid that if people would see that mashkim are not metame kalim, they would think that no mashke is metame kli. And therefore they wouldn't be metame kli even with mashkim that come from a zov. So in order that shouldn't be the problem, they were gozer on all mashkim that they're metame kalim. Okay. Rashi. Zerum ishu mashkim aboy mach, no, yachas sheretz. Ta ashkik on behem, shehem rishonim dioraisa. No, we didn't get it yet. Right. Mashkid hazov, hayotzi mimenu, that which comes out of him, roko, vizovo, meimi raglav. Three things are included. Spit, vizov, the issue that he has, and urine. The chiyoru kazav, the kibes begodav, alma avatumahu. So the fairish, what's it called? The person who is tamei has to also mitovel his clothing. The tamei adam will begodim dainu kalim. Begodim are kalim. Ushar mashkim ayotzimenu gamrinim mirok. All the other liquids that come out of the zav we learn from spit. Ma rok misasif tchila viachrach yotzei. Just like rok first congregates together and then it comes out. In your mouth, the spittle, what's it called, congregates, and then it comes out of the body. Afkol misagol v'yotzei, anything else that congregates inside the body and then comes out. But blood is not like that. Blood comes out without congregating inside the body. It comes out directly, and therefore blood isn't included. Mashu b'yad tohar timesi l'cha eno tzorech kan. Gemara didn't have to mention this here, because this has nothing to do with what we're talking. It just tells us that not only is Mayonos Hazav Matami B'Magatz Matami B'Masav Tumas Masi Alfina Minei L'Rok Maseches Nida. We learn that the Rok is Matami Oim B'Masav. Masav means you're carrying it but you're not touching it. Ela B'Boi Machmas Sheretz Alav Avatumain. mashkin that touched the sheretz are not an avatuma. The sheretz is an avatuma. The mashkin are a rishon tuma. The hakli ain't a makabel tuma, elam avatuma. Kalim are only makabel tuma from an avatuma. Tiritani b'psachim. Yochel you call a kalim mitami mi'aver kli cheres. Right? I might think that kalim can become tamei from the inner air of a kli cheres, which is an avatuma. Right? Kli cheres is an avatuma. And I might think that the, what's it called, that the kalim can become tamei from that, right? Not the opposite. Klicheres is a rishon l'tuma. I might think that the kalim can be tamei from a rishon l'tuma. Tamid lomer mikol ha'ochel. Ochel u'mashkim atamei aver klicheres. Aver klicheres is a rishon. Only can only be tamei ochel, ochel and mashkim, on food and drink, right? But not kalim. So we see that anything that's less than an avatuma can't be matami kalim. Almalo osi kli tamei u'matamei le. The koshkei ochel u'mashkim. Surely, if a kli that's a rishon can't be matami another kli, surely ochel and mashkin can't be matami a kli. The gozer rabbanim deletami linyan truma mishum mashke zava zava shein avatuma. And therefore, the rabbanim made a special gzeira that mashkin are matami kelim legabi truma. Al eretz ha'am. Let me get it. Okay, let's go on. Talmidei the Yodayim, Talmidei Shammai, the Hillel Gozer. Now we're going back. We're not going to go on with the list of the 18 things. We're going to continue it later. Now the Gemara is going back on one prat. The Gemara said that Yodayim, right, that Yodayim are considered a Sheini Latuma. They passel things for Truma, right? Stam Yodayim, without Natilas Yodayim. Talmidei Shammai, the Hillel Gozer. Talmidei Shammai, the Hillel were Gozer on that. Shammai, the Hillel Gozer. Shammai and Hillel themselves were Gozer on that. Right, not Talmidei Hillel and Shammai. The Tanya, Yosi ben Yoezer ish Treda, the Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim, Gazru Tuma al Eretz Ha'amim, the Al Klei Schuchis, and the Gemara is going to discuss each one of these, what they are. Okay, Yosi ben Yochanan and Yosi ben Yoezer, they were made the Gzeira on Tuma al Eretz Ha'amim, that Chutz La'aretz has a din of Tuma. And what's it called? And if you go to Chutz La'aretz or whatever, we'll see those two gzeiras, one on the avir, right, and the other one on the gush, on the ground itself. And we'll see later the Gemara's going to discuss which one exactly they made the gzeira. But in any case, in some way, they made a gzeira that Eretz Ha'amim, that Chutz La'aretz should be matame people. If you go to Chutz La'aretz, you're tame. The alklei schuchis, and also they were gozer tuma on glass kalim. Because min haTorah, glass is not included in kalim that are metame. Only metal kalim or whatever are mentioned in the Torah. Wooden kalim, but not glass. Glass isn't mentioned in the Torah. So they made a rabbinic gzeira on glass kalim. Shimon ben Shetach tiken ksuba leisha. Shimon ben Shetach is mesaken ksuba, not the eker ksuba itself. We'll see in one second. Rashi explains what he was gozer. He wasn't mesaken the inyan of ksuba. According to Rav Meir, ksuba's deraisa, and ksuba's or much earlier takana if it's only drabana. But he was mesaken that the way that they collected the ksuba should be different than they did before. The gozer tuma al kli matras, and he also made a gzeir of tuma on metal kalim. Again, not that metal kalim should be tamei, that's min haTorah. But that there should be a din of tuma yishana, that metal kalim that were tamei, and then they were broken, and then they were smelted back together, should retain their original tumah, get back their original tumah. All this the Gemara is going to discuss, so not kedai to go into now. Shammai v'Hillel gozru tumah al yodayim, and Shammai and Hillel were gozer tumah on stam yodayim l'chora. Right, that's what we think now. So the l'chora says Shammai and Hillel, not Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, not the talmidim of Hillel and Shammai themselves. V'chitei mashama v'siyaso Hillel v'siyaso. And if you'll tell me, no, Shammai and Hillel means that Shammai and his Talmidim, and Hillel and his Talmidim. And Taka, by Yud Ches Dover, Shammai and Hillel were there. They were there with their Talmidim. And when it says that Nisrabu Talmidei Shammai al Talmidei Hillel, doesn't mean to exclude Hillel and Shammai. They were there too. Except their Talmidim, the Talmidim of Shammai, outnumber the Talmidim of Hillel. But Hillel and Shammai were also there. So when the Gzeira was mentioned, it's Hillel and Shammai who were gozer. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Yud Ches Dover Gozru, Ube Yud Ches Nechleku, right? When they were Gozer, the Yud Ches Dvarim, they argued on every single one. Hillel, Beisil, and Beishamai argued on all 18 things. The Ilu Hillel Veshamai, El Nechleku, El Begimel Mekomos. We know that Hillel and Shammai only argued on three things. So if Hillel and Shammai were there, then it comes out that they would have argued on 18 things, 21 things, not three things. Gamar Rav Huna, but Gimel Makomos, Nechleku Vesula. Hillel and Shammai only had three machloksin in their entire time that they argued on each other. Three things that they argued on, and nothing more. The Chitei Mo'asu Inhu. So that can't be. So it can't be that Hillel and Shammai were there. So we have to find some other way of answering how it could be that Hillel and Shammai were gozer on Yodayim, and yet later on, what's it called, their Talmidim did the same gzeirah. The chi te mo'asu inu gozer litlos. Mo'asu Talmidai of a gozer lisrof was like this. Originally the gzeirah was that if you have stam Yodayim, hands that you didn't guard right after you washed, right, you didn't guard them betara, so there's a called stam yodayim. If you touch truma, so originally Hillel and Shammai made it was tolui. In other words, the truma, you didn't burn it as truma tameya, which halach is you have to burn truma tameya. They didn't consider it tamei min vadai, right? Min midrabanan. They made it like tolui, like a suffik tuma. Suffik tuma means that you don't burn it, but you can't eat it either. It's tolui, okay. The Asu Talmidayu, the Gozer Lisrof, and the Talmidim came, and they made a gzera that it should be considered Vadei Tamei, as if it would be Tamei Min HaTorah, to burn it. You have to burn it, mamish. The Ha'amar Ilfa Yodayim Tchilas Gzeiras Lisrof, it can't be, because Ilfa said, the original gzera on Stam Yodayim was to burn the Truma. Never was an interim gzera that you should only be told of it. The original gzera, whatever that was to burn. So whoever made that original gzera made it to burn. So if Hillel and Shammai made the original gzera, it was to burn. Then what did the Talmidim do? So you can't say that's the difference. Hillel and Shammai made the gzera only that should be a suffik, and the Talmidim came along and made it a vadai. That can't be. Elo also inu gozer velo kiblu minayu. Hillel and Shammai taka made the gzera on stam yodayim, but people weren't ready for it yet. They didn't accept it. And halacha is that a gzera She'ain rov hatzibur yecholim lamod bo, or a gzera that for any reason, right, was not nispashet barov Yisrael. Both of those things, they really have the same source. But something that the rov hatzibur couldn't accept, or they didn't accept, right? So then, what's it called? The gzera never takes effect. A gzera derabbanan has to be accepted. If it's not accepted, that doesn't mean that somebody can come along to say today and say, I don't accept it. Or what's it called? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about if originally it wasn't accepted by Rov Klal Yisrael before it took effect. Once it took effect, even if everybody says we can't do it, it doesn't make a difference. But before it takes effect, right? When it was after the gzera was, now the test is, will it be accepted or not? So if it's Ein Rov Hatzibur Yecholim Lamod Bo, if we know that most people could not, what's it called, accept it, then they don't make the gzera to begin with. And even if they did, we know for sure that people couldn't accept it. But even if Rov HaTzibur could be, but they didn't accept it. It was not nispashet b'chol Yisrael. People didn't accept the gzera. Then what's it called? It doesn't have effect. Once it was accepted by Rov of Klal Yisrael, then it's chal on every generation after that, even if later generations say we can't do it, or we don't want it, whatever. It doesn't make a difference. What? Yeah, okay, 1 second. So what's it called? So in the time of Hillel and Shammai, people said that this gzeira was too strict, because people were more shomer tara. They didn't need this gzeira, and they felt it would just make truma tummy when it wasn't necessary to be tummy. So they didn't accept the gzeira. They felt that it was an extra chumra that was voli de kula. Right, it's going to come to a kula. You're going to end up burning truma that doesn't have to be burnt. So they weren't a kabbalit. Also Talmidayu gozru the kiblu minayu. But in the time of the Talmidim, already things got worse, and people realized that if they don't have this gzera, it's going to be worse. And that we see from here also that Talmidim can argue on their rebbe, right? Yeah, they were cholik because now they reassessed. The Talmidim of Hillel still held that what's it called? That even though Hillel did it, since the people didn't accept it. So what's it called? Basically, we shouldn't do it anymore. And the Talmidim Shai said, no, times change, and now we need it. That was the Machlokas. Machlokas was, our Rebbeim, right, were gozer, and they didn't accept it. So Hillel said, well, I said, what's it called? The same thing applies now. They didn't accept it then. We can't make a new gzera now. And Shammai said, no. What's it called? Times have changed, and now we should make it. But you see that they can be cholik on their rebellion also. They had the same machlokas, right? And, okay. Let's see Rashi till here. In other words, what changed was that, but they can still argue and say that, you know, or maybe what's it called, originally they said you should make a gzera, and later on, what's it called, Hillel, the Talmidim of Hillel said, yeah, but we see that what's it called, that the people didn't accept it, so maybe Hillel was wrong in trying to make the gzera to begin with. Now we see that what's it called, shouldn't make the gzera. And Shammai said, no, now Lamaisa, even though the people didn't accept it then, there's still a reason now to do it. That was the Shaila. Okay. Al Eretz Ha'amim Mishum Safik Kvaro Shalahem. Why did they make a gzera on Chutzlars that's Tame? Right? Because there were a lot of graves in Chutzlars that weren't marked. And if you went to Chutzlars, inevitably you were walking on graves that had no markings on them. The Nochri Metami B'magav Masa V'Oel Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that a goy is Metami if you touch him, if you carry the tumah, even if you don't touch it, and Ohel. Right, and the atmosphere around the mace, right? If you're in the Ohel HaMace, you're in the tent, right? Tent means over here, under the same roof as the mace, is also Matami, even in the Agoy. Well, Reb Shimon, Nomi, Domer, a Matami Boel. Reb Shimon holds that Agoy is not Matami Boel, but he still holds Matami B'Magav HaMasev, a Rekit. That's Matami, if you touch the mace, or if you carry him, or rekev means the decomposed remains of the mace under certain circumstances, also matame. So there was still a chash, even according to Reb Shimon, that you'll come to touch a mace, right? Because they didn't mark their kvarim. So therefore, because when you went to Chutz Laaretz, you were in Eretz Yisrael, they always marked the kvarim. But in Chutz Laaretz, they didn't do that, and because it was goyim, they couldn't control anything. In Eretz Yisrael, they could control that all graves should be marked. But in Chutz Laaretz, it was Goyim who were in charge, and they didn't mark their graves, and therefore there was no way of controlling it. So they were gozer that if you went to Chutz Laaretz, you're tummy. The Alkli Skuchis, the Loksi Bioraisa Tumma, the Torah never mentions glass, glassware, only metal, wood, and so on. Leather. Tikin Ksuba, She Kosev Lakon Echose Achrem L'Ksuba. Right? What was he Masakin? Not the Ksuba. He was Masakin that all of the real estate of the person is meshubid to the ksuba. Later on, what's it called, later generations added to that even movable property. But in the time of who was this? Shimon ben Shetach, right, it was only real estate, land, that was meshubid to the ksuba. But before that, it was a different thing. Lefi shahaya miyachid la ksubasa, what happened was like this. Originally, there was a ksuba, right? The man owed his wife 200 zuz if he divorced or if he died. But what he would do was take a kli that was worth 200 zuz, put it somewhere in the house, and set that aside for the ksuba. Then in case he ever divorced his wife, that kli would be there to give her the ksuba. But since he had this kli, and it was like not part of his, he knew it was separated, it wasn't his money, so it was very easy to take it and get rid of her. And the whole purpose of the ksuba was to make it difficult to divorce your wife, right? Because you're going to have to give her 200 zuz, it's difficult, you're not going to do it just on the spur of the moment. But if you already had the money separated, and you really didn't think about that, so that wasn't part of your bank account, part of your assets, right? So it's not hard to just take something that anyway you may see a das from and give it to her. So therefore, he was mesakein that she didn't have to take that kli, that all his property was meshubit to the ksuba, and therefore the guy will be choshesh that she'll take one of his fields or whatever else a ksuba, and that would hurt him, because that's not something that he didn't consider part of his money. So therefore it would be difficult to divorce her. So that's what he did. He made a shibud nechosim, so he wouldn't be meyachid any specific kli, and therefore, once it called, she could take from everything, it makes it more difficult to divorce her. The ksuba sofa isha shenofu. That's where this is found. The gozer tumal kli matches, mekabel meforish. What kli matches? There, the Gemara explained, because kli matches is mekabel tumah min haTorah. What kind of gzera did they make? Shammai v'siyaso, v'heim atzman hoyu im talmideim, v'machlokis, shel yudches dover. So the Gemara wanted to say, you can't say that it means that Shammai and Hillel were there at the time, and when it says that Shammai and Hillel were gozer, it's the same thing that the Talmidim were gozer, because they all did it together, you can't say that. U'b'yudches dover nechleku, kolomer, osam yudches shegozer v'machlokis hoyu. Right? Originally they argued on all 18 things. Elishanimnu v'nimsu v'shammai rabbit. And what's it called? In the end, v'shammai over, not outnumbered v'shillel. But originally they argued on all of them. Shlosha makamos l'kama farsh. Later on the Gemara explained which three things did Hillel and Shammai argue about. Well, Hillel and Shammai in their entire shas only argue on three things. The Talmidim, I think, argued in hundreds of things. 300 and something things or whatever. Machlokas v'shammai and v'shillel. But the Rebbeim only argued on three things. Litlos, Truma Amalgon, Lo Ochlin, Lo Sorfin. So the Hillel and Shammai, you're going to say, made the Gzeira that if somebody touches Truma with hands that were not washed prior to that, right, and guarded, then the Truma becomes Tolui. You don't burn it, but you can't eat it. The Sreifa, then the Talmidim came along and they said, you burn it. She used Sorfin Truma Aleihem. Mar says, that can't be, because Ilfa said that the original Gzeira on Yodayim was to burn Truma. So the Gemara says, no, originally Hillel and Shammai made the Gzeira, nobody was Makabalim. Therefore, it didn't take effect. Later on, the Talmidim came along and reenacted that Gzeira, and it was Makubal. So that's the answer of how Hillel and Shammai, it says, were Gozer on Yodayim, and then it says the Talmidim were Gozer, because originally the Gzeira didn't take effect. Okay, now the Gemara says, Vakaki Shlomo Gozer. Forget about Hillel, Shammai, and their Talmidim. This Gzeira on Yodayim, that Stam Yodayim or Metame, was already by Shlomo HaMelech. He made the Gzeira, way before Hillel and Shammai. Domer of Yehuda, Domer Shmuel, Bishosh Shetikin Shlomo Erevin and Tilos Yodayim, when Shlomo HaMelech instituted two things. He was instituted Erevin, that Eruvei Chatzeros, that if you have people living in a common thing, an apartment house, right, or a chotzer, what's it called? People have, a few houses around the chotzer, they open into a common courtyard, so you're not allowed to carry from the house into the courtyard, because people will think you're carrying from one Rishus HaYochid, into Rishus HaRabin, meaning a place that now is common ground to a lot of people. And they'll think that this is Rishus HaYochid, this is Rishus HaYochid. They won't realize it's not a Rishus HaRabim because it has a mechitz around it. It's a Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid doesn't mean that it's not commonly owned. It means that it has certain dimensions. But they'll think, no, Rishus HaRabim means a Rishus that belongs to a lot of people. Rishus HaYochid is a Rishus that belongs to one person. And you're carrying from a Rishus that's one person into a Rishus that a lot of people share in common. So he was Mesakin Eruv Echaseros, that you need an Eruv. Get bread, put it in one of the houses, and everybody now is considered a shuttif in that, and therefore they're all considered, the common places are considered like they're ma'uruv together, like they're all one. So it's no longer carrying from the rishus of one into the rishus of many, it's carrying from the rishus of one into the rishus of many. Because now all of them are ma'uruv in their houses and in the chatzar. So it's the same rishus. That's a ruve chatzarot. It's all a dinder rabbanan. So when Shlomo made that tikkun, and also the din of Netilas Yadayim, Shlomo also was misakin that you have to wash your hands before, we'll see before you such what, but you have to wash your hands, they're considered tamid, Stam Yadayim or tamid, right? So he was also misakin Netilas Yadayim. So when Shlomo made these two gzeros, these two takanos, Yotza Basko V'yomra, B'ni Imchacham Libcha Yismach Libi Gamoni, right? That my son, if you, your heart is smart, then I'm also happy for you. Chacham b'nitzi under the pasuk v'samach libi v'ashiva chorfai dover. Now you'll be able to answer with such children, can answer all those people who come to insult you, can answer them. Right, look at the children I have. Rashi Shlomo gozer d'chsiv v'izein v'chikar she'osu oznayim l'torah. Shlomo made oznayim means handles to the Torah. Like on a kli has oznayim means a handle. So he made handles to the Torah. Kolomer siag varchocha kikfif azusha noten osav aznayim veinogim boy. You have a basket, it has handles, you don't touch the basket, you hold the handles. Same thing over here, you don't touch the Torah, you'll hold the handles, the gzeros, the siagim, keep you far away from transgressing the Torah. Eruvin, Aznaim lo tzor Shabbos. That's a siyag that people shouldn't carry on Shabbos. Sha'asa lahosim reshus al reshus chadeiro. Afalpishis neim reshus hayochid. They were afraid that if people saw you carrying from your reshus into a common reshus, they would think you can carry from reshus hayochid to reshus harabim. So they made it. You have to have a takana, a hecker, that an eruv, a ruvi chatzeros, that it's considered all of the reshuyos are common, so it's no two different reshuyos anymore. It's one reshus. Okay, so that, so you see that Shlomo HaMelech was goes around Tilas Yadayim. Okay, so first of all, Rav Gaon says over here, why did it have to wait till Shlomo HaMelech to make the din of Eruvin and the Tilas Yadayim? So he says, until Shlomo HaMelech, there was never a generation where they didn't have wars. And the halacha is that in an army camp, you don't need a Tilas Yadayim, and you don't need an Eruv. Right, you can carry without an Eruv, right? That's one of the special halachas of army camps. So until Shlomo HaMelech, Klal Yisrael were in constant war, so these halachas weren't necessary. Most people were encamped in armies or in situations of battle where Netilas Yadayim didn't apply and Erevin didn't apply. Shlomo HaMelech was the first one who had peace, no armies, no wars. So in Eilin, now it was necessary to make Netilas Yadayim and Erevin. That's what Rabbi Gaon says. The Chiddush Arim says another thing. What was the big chachma? The chachamate, such a chacham, made these two come. People made, the rabbi made a lot of takonis, right? The baskel didn't come out. Why Dafka over here? He says, because Shlomo HaMelech made both of these takonis together. He says, sometimes Erevin is people should be mixed together. People should be ba'achdos, and what's it called? At the same time, sometimes you have to wash your hands of other people. That's until it's Yodai, right? So you have to be a chacham to know when to be ma'uriv and when to wash your hands of other people. That takes tremendous chachma. Or another girs I saw was that you have to be ma'uriv and ma'brios. At the same time, you have to be separated from them and be on an extra high madrig of Kedusha. Netula mehem. So Netilas Yadayim is the ability, at the same time that you're involved with other people, right, and you're a mensch in this world, at the same time, you have to know how to separate yourself and not be dragged down to the common denominator of all other people. So that takes a tremendous amount of chachma to make both of these takonas. Erevin and Netilas Yadayim together, that's a chachma. Okay, so Maisa, what has to do with us, our Gemara is, Maisa, Shlomo HaMelech was Gozer on Yodayim. So we said that Hillel and Shammai were Gozer, and then the Talmidim were Gozer, and they were Makabel. But before Hillel and Shammai came along, Shlomo HaMelech already made that Takana. So Gemara says, Shlomo Gozer Lekodshim. Shlomo was only Gozer Lekodshim, that you had to wash your hands before you touch Karbonos, before you touch Kodesh. But it wasn't Matame Truma. In other words, the hands had a din of a shlishi, not a sheni. And therefore they pasled kodshim, but not truma. So if you didn't wash your hands and guard the hands, right, after Netilas Yadayim, and you touched kodesh, it became tame, but not truma. That was Shlomo HaMelech. V'asu inu v'gozer af l'truma. And the Shammai and Hillel tried to be gozer even for truma, that the hands should be a sheni, that are pasled truma. And nobody accepted it. Then the Talmidim came and they reenacted that Gzeira on Truma, and they did accept it. Okay, so it comes out that there were three levels. We'll see the fourth level in 1 second. I'm going to tell you in the fourth level in a second. That the original Takana was hands are Matame Kodshim, Pasul Kodshim. That was Shlomo HaMelech. Hillel and Shammai came along, tried to make the Gzeira that it should even be Pasul Truma. They weren't successful. Their Talmidim later on came up and made that Gzeira, and they were successful. People were Makabal that Takana. So at that point, if you wanted to touch Truma, right, you had to have Yodayim that were Tahar. That's only for Legami Negiya and only Gabi Truma. Later on, is what we know Netilas Yodayim, is the Rabbanan made a Takana based on Psukim that there's such a thing as Netilas Yodayim Lechulin. And it's not only people who are going to touch Truma, anybody. But has to wash before they eat. But here it's not Nagia. You can touch bread without washing. You can touch anything without washing. Okay, except for Truma and Kodshim. But they made a special Takana that if you're going to eat bread, and only bread, you have to have Netilas Yadayim. And it's only by eating, not by touching. Right? It's only the halacha is by eating. You touch the bread, and in fact, what's it called? Somebody feeds somebody else, right? Pashtus, he doesn't need Netilas Yadayim. He's only touching. He's not eating it. The Gzeira was on, the Netilas Yadayim was on the person eating, and it was everybody, and Chulin. And the reason was because they were afraid
that if people didn't wash their hands for eating bread, they may be lax and touch truma also. So this second thing was because of the inyan that mitstam yadayim are pasul truma. But it was only a special thing for people to have an idea of netilas yadayim, right, when they eat, so they'll realize that if they have to eat chulin, surely they have to be careful not even to touch truma without netilas yadayim. So that was a fourth gzeirah. So when you think of netilas yadayim, you're thinking about the fourth one, but there was three gzeirahs before that.
Why is it
not gzeirah? What? Not gzeirah. It was all, what's it called? It wasn't a gzeirah. The reason until some was a takana, right? And it was based on an asmachta of the ninyan of kedusha or whatever. But the idea behind that takana was what's it called? Was because of they wanted people to have that feeling of truma. They didn't make it as a gzeira because of the truma. It is a takana, but that was part of the cheshbon. It's not the same thing as gzeira. It's a takana that has its own reasons, and there's included in it also that it'll help people to deal with truma properly. That's not called a gzeira. That's a takana. Okay, let's go on. Gufa. Now we're going to go back on what we said. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Yudches gozru uva yudches nechleku. Right? Lamaisa, they made 18 gzeiros, and they originally argued on all 18 of them. Okay? Vatan Yehushvu bo biyom. Hushvu bo. Right? So Mara says, Lamaisa says that both Hill and Shammai agreed to these. So what do you tell me? They argued on all 18. Lamaisa, in the end, they agreed. So Mara says, no. B'yom, bo b'yom nechleku. That day, they argued on them. L'machar hushvu. The next day, Hillel came back the next morning, and they said, even though we argued on you, and Taka, we were outvoted, but you know what? What's it called? We agree with you. They didn't have to do that. They could say, we still disagree, but what can we do? We were outvoted. We have to makabel what you say. Right, but they said the next day, you know what, we thought about it overnight, we're sitting up all night learning, and we see that you're right, that we shouldn't have been cholik on you to begin with, we didn't even need to vote, we all agree. So in the end, right, they capitulated to Beis Shammai. Not only were they outvoted, but they agreed that the Taka Beis Shammai is right. L'machar hushvu shechazru behen beisil. They had charata on the fact that they argued the day before, and they agreed. What? No, because it could be that in this situation, since Rabu Beishame and Beisholam, they were all the Laminion, that Allah is like Beishame. It's only where, what's it called, where there wasn't Bol Laminion. What? Yeah, it was only, okay. Gufa. Omer Avhuna. The Gimel Makomos Nechleku Shammai VeHillel. Right? Where are the three places that Shammai and Hillel themselves argued? Only three places in Shas. So now we're going to mention those three places. Shammai Omer Mikav Chala, the Hillel Omer Mikabayim. Shammai says that you only have to take Chala if you have a Kav, and Hillel says you have to have two Kav. The Chachomim Omerim Lo Kedivrei Zeh VeLo Kedivrei Zeh. The Chachomim argue on Shammai and Hillel, and they say, Kav Umechtze Chayiv B'Chala. A Kav and a half are Chayiv and Chala. Mishihigdilu hamidos amru, and when they added on the midos, Rashi explained what it means. Amru chameshes revoyim kema chayovim bechala. You need 1 1/4. What's it called? Kavim of kemach to be chayiv and chala. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says 5 are potter. 5 and a little bit more. You don't need 5 1/4. 5 and anything little bit more than 5 is already chayiv. Okay. So that is where Hillel and Shammai argued, and the halach is not like either of them, right? Because the Chachamim argue on both of them. See Rashi. Kavu Mechza, Yerushalmim. That was the original Kav of the Torah, which is called Kav Yerushalmi. Shehem Zayin Lugim, Ubeya v'chomish Beya. Right? They are, what's it called? A Kav Umechza is 7 Lugim, and a Beya, and a fifth of a Beya. Lemida midbori. I know that. What's it called? These are a kav and a half. Yerushalmiim equals what was originally in the midbar, the shear of the midbar, 7 lugim, a beya and a fifth of a beya. The hu omer lugugolis asiris ha'efa. That is the same measurement that's called an asiris ha'efa shechay b'chalak. That's what the Torah says, right? That the ha'omer asiris ha'efa. The Omer was a tenth of an Eifa, and that was the shear of challah. Kedusiv, Ariso Sechem, Kedei Isas Midbar. Right? The amount of bread that was given with the man, which is Omer Lagugoles, and Omer Lagugoles was an Asiris HaEifa, right? And that measure was seven lugim, and a beya, and a fifth of a beya. That's the amount you have to take of challah. Same thing, Ariso Sechem, the same thing as the Omer Lagugolis. The Hosifu Shtus B'Yerushalayim, later on in Yerushalayim, they added a sixth onto the Midos. Okay, so what used to be, one Mido is now one and a sixth, right? You had to add a sixth to each of the basic Midos, and then Viter, as it translated, and how many times you multiply that plus the amount of extra sixth. Nimsa Shesh Midbarios Nichnosos Bechamesh Yerushalmios. Comes out that five Midos of the Midbar, six Midos of the Midbar, fit five of the Yerushalmis. Because Yerushalmis were a sixth bigger. So if you had five Yerushalmis, you really had, six of the Midbar. Because it was as an extra six. If you multiply, six Midbarios, you had five Yerushalmios and Velug Hanishar, Ubeya, the Chomish Beya, plus an extra sixth, right? Because there were six sixths, and five plus another sixth, right? So five plus another sixth, a sixth of a Kav is a Log, and a Beya, and a Chomish Beya. So only the Log Yerushalmi. Shalog Midbari Shisha Beitzim, Log in the Midbar was six Beitzim, Nichnasim b'chamisha beitzim gedolim, and they equaled five big beitzim. Then the Yerushalmi, where they added an extra six, so five equaled the same thing as those six. Nimsa halug chaser beya gedola, right? So it comes out that the lug was missing one big beya, right? Before they added to the midos, tain beya the chomish beya tachas beya gedola. So one beya plus an extra fifth is the same thing as that big beya, shachomesh ushtus melevar, because we're talking about a sixth, after the fact, not in a sixth of the original, right? It means that you're really adding a fifth. When you add one more fifth, now all six parts, right, one of those parts is called a fifth. It's not a sixth of the original, it's a sixth of, after you add, right, each part then is one sixth. So you add a fifth. Nosef alabeya, nimsu shisha beitzim gedolim, right? Six of the beitzim gedolim of the Yerushalmi beitzim, shame lug gadol, that's the big Yerushalmi lug, harihen shisha lugim Yerushalmi, tehen kavu mechza. So there's six lugim Yerushalmiim, which is a kav and a half. Mishigdilo amidos, he midas sipori. Then they added again to the midos. That is the midas sipori. Sheodefesh tusa Yerushalmios, an extra six, more than the Yerushalmi. Nimsu havav lugim hey. Then it came out that the six lugim became five equal lugim. Hey revoyim lugim shehem revias hakav. So you have five revoyim, which is a lug, five lugim, because a lug is a quarter of a kav. So when we talk about five fourths, means five fourths of a kav, which is five lugim. Chamisha va'od chayov, and so Rabbi Yossi mida midboris hayu beitzim gedolim mishalanu. Right, Rabbi Yossi holds that you don't need an extra fourth. You just need a little bit more. Because he held that the original shiurim of the Midbar were bigger than our beitzim now. Kamashir chasi prashne beitzim shochakos. What's the va'od? How much, a little more you need? You don't need an extra luke. You need just a little bit more, right? Not a half. You don't need an extra half a lug. You need just a little bit more. How much is that little bit more? 1/20 of a beitza for each beitza. We didn't get it yet. So that was the machlokas Shammai and Hillel, whether one kav or two kavim is the amount you need for challah. And the halacha is not like either of them, because the chachamim hold, all you need is... Chamisha Revoyim, right, five Lugim, and Rabbi Yossi held that you don't even need five what's it called? You need just five lugim. Right, five lugim. Right, and what's it called? Right, and Rabbi Yossi holds you need five plus a little bit. Okay. Right, Kavil Mechza, which is five, and he holds, what's it called? Five plus a little bit. They are chayiv, and less five or less is potter. And that's where he argues on the Chachamim, they hold five exactly is chayiv, and he holds five exactly is still potter, you still need a little bit more to be chayiv and chala. Okay, that's the first case. Okay, we'll get to the other two tomorrow.